This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Going in, hour number two. Let's do a reverb. Two. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the NCOG. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. That's always going to be my advice. Many times you guys have heard me talk about some stuff that has to do with doctors, and as much as I would love to take credit for that, alas, we cannot say that because, I'm not a doctor. I don't know what doctors think or do. And there's a group that has come to my attention over and over and over again, the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. And they had this very excellent thing about the gun-free zone, and I used that, I think, yesterday. And I got an email from the author, which is the coolest thing to have happen, Dr. John Adine. He is one of the doctors for responsible gun ownership, and he joins us now for the first time. Good evening, Dr. John. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you two doing?
I am doing just fine. The Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership, are you guys considered to be an anomaly amongst your colleagues? I know a lot of doctors carry guns.
I think that we're growing and growing and growing. I think there's a lot of doctors that are in the closet, and I think that more and more of us are coming out, so to speak. I'm in Texas, so I think Texas is probably a little bit better than maybe New Jersey. But even places like New Jersey, they have doctors who have guns. And I grew up in New Jersey, so I can tell you I know New Jersey. I think we're a little bit of an anomaly, but we're not as big of an anomaly as, people would think.
Well, I mean, one thing that I did notice, and I knew this before you sent this to me in the email because I've been watching this a lot, but you guys were involved in the Docs versus Glocks thing in Florida.
Exactly. In fact, Tim Wheeler, who is the founder of Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership, is responsible for doing an amicus brief in support of the Doc versus Glocks, keeping doctors out of the politics of gun control. As you know, and I know, American Academy of Pediatrics, AMA, American College of Surgeons, all have this very strong anti-rights bent when it comes to the Second Amendment. There's a lot of biased research being done, and we can talk certainly about that. Our group, one of the major things that we do through our website and blog is actually to debunk a lot of the stuff coming out of the Bloomberg School of Public Health. We are the anti-Bloomberg, basically.
When you're talking about the studies that come out of them, doesn't he bankroll most of them?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they are beholden to their master. The paper that that Dr. Robert Young just put in our blog this week talks about, you know, all the techniques that they use to do bias research, and that they really don't like it when we look at their data. It's kind of interesting. You know, they call us, what is it, research parasites, which is kind of an interesting term.
Well,
what
I
we're
mean,
doing is we're actually looking at their data and finding the ways that they're finagling and they're biasing. We find their biases, and then we bring them to light. And so really, you know, then they're the cockroaches scurrying for the corners.
Yeah, when the light comes on, yeah.
Exactly
now,
right.
Just out of curiosity, right, now you guys do your own studies. You know, we've got people like Lott, Kleck, and Gaius that do studies and everything. Why does there have to be a Bloomberg out there to bankroll an anti-gun study? Will there, are there not enough people out there that are already down with the agenda to just go ahead and do it pro bono? I mean, are they just that kind of prostitute where we'll do it, but we'll do it for money?
Well, I think that the, you know, a lot of the people in the public health field of medicine, you know, are part of the Northeastern academics, and they have the, you know, the typical liberal bias against the Second Amendment and guns. And so they can't keep their hands out of the cookie jar. They gotta make guns a public health issue when we know it's really a criminal issue. It belongs in the field of criminology, not in healthcare. There's nothing a doctor could do to stop a criminal from shooting you.
Who was it a medical guy that got out there and said epidemic of gun violence? Is that a medical term that originated with the medics? It sounds like it to me, but I mean, there's so many.
They co-opt the medical terminology just for their purposes. I can't remember who came up with the, and of course we know that's a falsehood.
Right.
Actually, gun violence has gone down. It has not gone up. But
precipitously, as it has gone down. Yeah.
Right. The mainstream media, you would believe that we were, you know, people were getting shot in the streets left and right. And that only happens in places like Chicago and you know, the the cities, the big
Baltimore.
Cities, they're run by, yes, exactly.
Right after Sandy Hook, I guess the media did a survey, and they wanted to find out what people thought about this. And the interesting thing that I saw come out of that was that 56% of people thought that shootings like Sandy Hook are on the upswing. When Professor James Allen Fox, I can never get his title right, but if you're familiar with his stuff, I mean, he's not exactly Captain Gun Rights, but he's an honest man. And he has steadfastly maintained that this is static. It's not going up. It's not going down. It's extremely rare. And I don't know what you guys are talking about. Are you attacking it on an academic level?
Well, basically what we do is we look and see what's out there, and we analyze it, and then we write about it, and we expose bad science for what it is, bad science, and not. And the problem is they've been doing this stuff for a long time. You know, the study that was done that says that if you own a gun, you know, you're, 2.7 times more likely to be killed with a gun is, you know, kind of the typical example of this crummy research that's been done. And they're still quoting that study, even though it's been thoroughly debunked. So we're kind of the noise going the other direction, saying this is a bunch of baloney. This is the truth. And we're just going to keep putting it out there and putting it out there. And, you know, people who are savvier and are looking to find the truth are going to find it out there. We're going to put it out there in places, you know, like the websites that repost our stuff, and getting on podcasts and radio shows. We're trying to get it out there. And that's what I'm doing. That's what my job is to get out there and be a voice.
We're going into the first break. If people want to find all of these articles, where would they go?
They can go to drgo.us. That's our main website. You can find all the blog posts there. And also, we're on Facebook, and we use usually stuff every day on Facebook.
Roger that. You hang on. We'll be right back. My guest, Dr. John Adeen from the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. This is Lock and Load.
Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics signal blocking anti-radiation, anti-surveillance Faraday bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Greetings, phenomenal ones. This is Dr. Jeremiah C. Hackley of Phenomenal Center. I want to invite you to the Phenomenal Health and Healing Conference in the city of Knoxville, February the 7th and the 8th. We have coming Dr. Joel Wallach. He is a two-time Nobel Prize nominee, the Humanitarian Award winner for natural medicine, featured at the United Nations, and has 75 peer-reviewed published in health journals. Dr. Wallach has an answer for you. Call us right now. We only have 100 seats. 865-851-7269. Health is not a matter of chance, but it is a matter of choice. Call us right now. 865-851-7269.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Sometimes people will misuse their title. They'll misuse their credential or their rank. My next guest, my current guest, and my and his organization do neither of those things. They don't abuse any of this stuff. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of waves carrier ammo, a few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the NCOG. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Or you could just be like me and use one every day. Joining us again from the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership is Dr. John Adine. Gun-free zones. You're not exactly a fan.
Not at all. In fact, it's probably why I got into this to begin with. Back in 2013, Mark Walters convinced me to go to the Gun Rights Policy Conference in Houston.
Mark Walters of Armed American Radio, for those of you that don't know who
that's
talking
right.
about. Yep.
Yeah. And so I went to Gun Rights Policy Conference, and it was a three-hour drive from San Antonio. So, you know, it was a weekend, so I said, hey, let me go check this out. And I sat there and I listened to all the people talk about what they're doing. And near the end of the thing was this doctor, Tim Wheeler. And he talked about Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. And, you know, this gun-free zone business just sticks in my craw and burns my heart. Every time, I've been a concealed carrier in Texas since 2007. But every time I go into the hospital, I got to disarm and lock up my gun and walk into a place where, frankly, you know, security guards carry tasers. There's rarely a firearm in the place. And we know that crazy people are attracted to places where gun-free zones are. And people are at their worst when they're in a hospital. They're under stress. Often they're sick. We have mental illness. We have, you know, gangs. We have crime. We have all these things. People are under great amount of trauma and stress. And it's just a setup for, you know, something to explode. And the last thing I want to do is see one of my colleagues or, you know, one of my patients being shot by somebody who's either gone crazy off the deep end or, even worse, you know, an organized terrorist attack against the hospital, which is a major league soft target. So I talked with Tim Wheeler, and Tim, you know, when I told him that I was an orthopedic surgeon and that how can I help, his eyeballs got big and his jaw dropped. And he says, do you know how rare you are, a doctor who wants to help? And so we collaborated a little bit on trying to get a gun-free zone resolution through our county medical society. And unfortunately, it was voted down 20-2. You know, I had to kind of recalibrate. Eventually, you know, I ended up going to Gun Rights Policy Conference and was invited to talk about gun-free zones in hospitals in 2014. And I was fortunate to be on a panel with Chris Byrd and Masad Ayoub. And I was sitting right next to Masad Ayoub when he, you know, talked about, you know, gun-free zones are the preferred hunting grounds for psychopathic murders or hunting preserves for psychopathic murders. And that really, really struck home. And also, when he finished that talk, he talked about the principal at Sandy Hook, and that she pretty much threw herself at the perpetrator, who I don't want to name because I don't like talking about these people. I don't want to give them any fame. And he talked about Jean Assam, who was the one who,
she was the security guard that stopped the shooting at a church.
Right, at the church. What if things were changed? What if that principal was armed? What would have happened then? And to me, it's immoral to keep these gun-free zones in place. We know that they are hunting grounds. We know that they are soft targets. And frankly, you know, they need to go. And so this is the passion that I have. This past year, I talked about the terrorist threat against hospitals.
at the 2015 Gun Rights Policy Conference at Phoenix, we know that there was a major attack against a hospital with 200 Chechen terrorists in 1995 at a place called Budenovsk. And as a result of that attack, the Russian government capitulated to Chechnya and gave them their independence. And this wasn't even a planned attack. This was kind of a on-the-fly thing that happened. So, you know, politically, an attack against a hospital can be very, very powerful. You got small children. You got elderly. They're huge buildings. They're difficult to defend. And if there's not people in there at the time who are armed, the chances of repelling or at least getting people out of there is very small. And so this is the passion that I have about gun-free zones.
Why is security in hospitals? Now, I spent, you know my story, so we're not going to go on my story, but I spent 9 days in a hospital recently. And on our way out the door, me being me, as I was being wheeled around, and, you know, I didn't have to worry about things like walking and looking, I was looking around. You know, there's whole floors of, at least the hospital I was at, where I saw nobody but medical personnel. We'll try to get the answer. We got about a minute. So which smoking hot genius thinks it's a great idea for everybody to be defenseless in a hospital? Where did that all come from?
Corporate lawyers. Corporate lawyers are the ones. And we could talk about that in the next segment. How's that sound?
That sounds good. You know, I wouldn't have a problem with gun-free zones if, as soon as I go into a gun-free zone, as I'm walking around, I'm having to go around this guy because he's wearing a plate carrier and he's all tacked up, and they have a defense mechanism in place, an armed defense, human armed response team in place. Like, say, in a courthouse where there's just, you know, all the cops have their guns. So you know that there's guns there. If somebody's foolish enough to come into the courthouse, they're going to get dealt with. But there's the anomaly right there, because most of these places don't have that. One more time before we go into break, where do they find all the stuff you guys put up on a daily basis?
CRGO.us.
It's a resource that keeps on giving. I mean, every time I look up, I see them being reprinted on Ammo Land. I see them being reprinted on Right to Keep and Bear Arms. All of the aggregators have their stuff. And there's a reason for that, but you don't have to go catch it there. You can catch it at the source. My guest, Dr. John Eden. We will be right back.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
The ones we're talking with tonight. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of waste carrier ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the NCOG. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Indeed. Joining me again is Dr. John Adine, who I mispronounced your last name as we were going. I bet that happens a lot, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Not unusual. It's okay.
Happens to me, too. And the thing is, yours is about as simple as mine. And I make the same mistakes as everybody else. Anyway, Dr. John Adine.
Yours is a four-letter word, though.
Huh?
Said so yours is a four-letter word.
Brady?
Yeah. Right?
No, five.
Well, five-letter words. Okay, so we're both five-letter words. So
yes.
We're equal.
Five-letter words, two syllables. It shouldn't be that difficult. Yep, people get me wrong, and I just got you wrong. Anyway, Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. Now, as far as the gun-free zone is concerned in a hospital, now I look at a gun-free zone in a hospital as being at least it's got to be worse than a school to me. It's got to be worse than a school to me, an elementary school to me, because Everybody in an elementary school is a young child that can run like the wind. And most of these people that are in these, that are checked into a room, you know, I don't know if too, I certainly was one of them, couldn't move if their life depended upon it. And so they're just lined up in a room on a bed waiting to be shot if a active shooter gets in there. Do hospitals have scenarios and response protocols put in place if that happens? Or is the response protocol to call the cops and close the doors?
Well, they do probably drills once or twice a year about active shooters. It's usually done at off hours when nobody's really around. And nobody really hears about debriefs or what happened or anything like that. So it's kind of very nebulous. As far as talking to my colleagues, for instance, the pediatric intensive care unit doctors are able to just recently be able to lock down their ward because they've done some physical plant changes to the area. But there are a lot of places where they can't even lock down the doors. They're just wide open wards, and there's no, you know, security barrier for anybody to get in. The other problem is that once you get past the security barrier, i.e. if you're a family member, and then you decide that there's no place to go. And I can tell you that my colleagues are not going to be likely to run and hide. They're going to stay there with their patients. They are dedicated people. They're dedicated healthcare professionals. And, you know, in talking to them, they're not going to go away. They're going to be there. They're going to end up being victimized just like the patients. That's why we need to have people who are able to fight back. And the problem with that is that we're dealing mostly with large corporations. You know, most hospitals are corporate. There are huge hospital corporations that have hospitals throughout the country who are run from a corporate office somewhere other than where your hospital is. And then they have their, you know, administrators and CEOs who, you know, follow the line of the corporation. Now, the corporate attorneys will tell you there's no downside to having a gun-free zone sign. You have no liability. And in most state laws, it doesn't really address this. So this is the thing that, you know, when I wrote that gun-free zone, who's liable article, this is what I was thinking about. At the Gun Rights Policy Conference this year, I asked a question of Alan Gottlieb and Alan Corwin about how do we make them liable? And that's the real trick, is how do we get things changed so that they see the liability? And basically, they said we have to make them liable, and it's going to have to come through changes in the legislatures, in the law, and also through cases. So there's going to have to be suits. You know, do I really want to see a mass shooting in my hospital to be a test case? No. I'd rather prevent that. You know, there have been laws put through in a lot of different states, but not very many of them have really gone anywhere. Probably the most effective thing was the Wisconsin concealed carry law that actually gave indemnity to the holders of a property if they allow people to conceal carry on their property, and take away their immunity if they put up gun-free zone signs. So that's the closest thing that we really see in law right now, as best as I can tell with my amateur, you know, searches as a doctor and not an attorney.
Well, I mean, let's talk about the guy in Pennsylvania who, I think he was a psychological or a psychiatrist or something.
He was a psychiatrist.
And he was in a gun-free zone, in a hospital in a gun-free zone, and he ignored the law. And what happened on that one day that he ignored the law?
Yeah, a crazy guy came in and killed one of his social workers and then shot him. And he was able to defend himself. Now, the difference between Pennsylvania law and, let's say, Texas law. Pennsylvania law, those signs are a suggestion. They don't hold the weight of law. The only thing you can probably get charged with is trespassing if they decide to push things.
But they didn't do anything to him, did they?
No. In fact, the police chiefs called him a hero.
Right.
And you know, so in that regard, that was great. Now, in Texas, we have something called a 30-06 sign,
right,
which basically holds the weight of law.
Right.
Now, up until this year, that was a Class A misdemeanor, which is a year in prison and like a $10,000 fine. The last legislature changed that law to make it a Class C Charlie misdemeanor, which is like $250 fine. I leave it up to those who live in Texas to decide what they're going to do.
Well, see, here's the thing about those zones, okay, and the way it, that this is the same way in South Carolina, the no gun sign is, it holds the force of law in South Carolina. How can it possibly be okay for me to be in one spot and see in South Carolina? If I can hide as many guns as I want. But if I go in through a threshold of a place that sells socks and they've just put up a sign because they want them, I have just violated, you know, the grail, and they're going to come down on me with a ton of bricks. And it's stupid. I was going to a restaurant the other day, an open air restaurant. Didn't even have walls, Dr. John. Didn't even have walls. And they had a gun-free zone sign up, so I didn't go in there because I was carrying a gun. And but they didn't even have walls up. They were open air. I mean, it's like they, you know, they put an overhang up and some patios and Viola restaurant. They just took over part of the sidewalk, and it's a gun-free zone then. And it's just the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. It really
is. Yeah, that's crazy.
We're coming up on the next break. But, I mean, your stuff on gun-free zone, though, is good stuff. It is good stuff. But we're going to talk. Tell everybody where to go to find DRGO.
Yeah, DRGO.us. We're also on Facebook and Twitter.
Are you guys going to make any – well, you're not trying to sell anything. You're just talking. But, I mean, if they ever get out there and kick you off because you're a gun blog, have you guys talked about that already?
We're already on Gun District.
GunDistrict.com,
so,
okay.
Yep, so if we get kicked off of there, we're going to move right on to Gun District, and that'll be that.
There you go. We'll be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Our doctors most of the time, although I only look at them, I look to doctors for a very narrow set of data. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of waste carrier ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the NCOG. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Yes, yes, yes. Do that. But now joining me again is Dr. John Adeen of the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. What should, if somebody's listening to me, goes to the doctor, and the doctor says, "All right, I see that you hear about your arthritic condition in your elbow. Now tell me, do you own any guns?"
Well, what I would say is that this has nothing to do with why I'm here. Unless you're having elbow pain from shooting guns, then that may be appropriate. But
or shot in the elbow by a gun or something, right?
There you go. But if, you know, this is a common thing that we see amongst pediatricians, and that they'll ask the parents, "Do you own guns in the home?" And then if you say yes, then they say, "Well, you should separate the ammo from the guns and lock them up or get rid of them." So they're putting their bias into their answer. And we call this a boundary violation. Basically, what it states is that they are bringing politics into the physician-patient relationship unbidden, and probably unwanted as well in many cases. So that's actually something that can be as reportable to medical boards.
But with you know, Obamacare wanting to have all of the records and everything, is it possible I'm going to ask this question. I'm pretty sure I already know the answer to this, but Is it possible that at some point down the road with a less, less friendly than Obama regime, let's say in April of 2017, we're going, well, you know, President Clinton has decided to do this. Is it possible that somebody could take Obamacare and build upon that to where if the doctor says, do you own guns? And you look at him and say, it's none of your business. And if you don't get back to your expertise there, you're going to need a doctor, Pally Boy. And he makes a notation in the records and that gets entered into the database and it pops up on some other database to where all of a sudden this is, is that possible?
Not only is it possible, but I bet you it's already happening. Certainly, they do data mining of all the stuff that they get through the electronic medical records. And so it doesn't surprise me if that were the case. It's very difficult when you're put in the position as a physician to be between the government and your patient. And fortunately, we have a lot of doctors who absolutely just refuse to even ask those questions. And those are the people that you need to look out for. Those are the good people. But they do let politics. Here's another interesting point. If you do follow their advice and you are harmed by that advice, will their malpractice carrier cover them for the malpractice that they committed practicing outside of the scope of their credentialed practice? So why don't we have them fill out a release form that says that explaining their credentials in giving you advice for firearms handling.
Now, haven't they already sort of escaped that with all of this? You can go to a general practitioner nowadays and say, you know what, Doc, the other day my wife of 65 years died and I'm having a little trouble sleeping. I'm a little depressed. And he'll write you out a prescription for something like Zoloft, Wellbutrin, any of that stuff that, I would think, me personally, not being, as a layman, if you're dealing with depression, this has now gone into psychiatry, psychology, short-term, long-term, whatever it is, and the general practitioner just write out a prescription for it. Haven't they already crossed that boundary?
Well, the thing is with the new guidelines that they're talking about, if you're writing prescriptions for stuff like that, now, are they going to require these doctors to report you to the NICS? Are you no longer going to be eligible to own a firearm?
Yeah.
And so now some bureaucrat is in charge of whether you actually are able to buy a gun. You go into a store, say you get over your problem, or year later you go to your favorite gun store and you want to buy yourself a nice Smith & Wesson Model 686 revolver because you've always wanted one. And now that you've got your life back together, and you find out you're banned, you're barred. Now, how do you get that undone? Where is the due process involved in that? See, this is the problem with this. This is a slippery slope. It's all you're supposed to be adjudicated as being, dangerous to yourself or others or mentally defective before you get your rights taken away from you. These are constitutionally protected rights enumerated in the Bill of Rights. How do they get away with this stuff? That's my question.
Do doctors have a wider license to go beyond their expertise that I go to them for? I mean, when I go to a lawyer, the lawyer's not out there going, do you have headaches? Unless he's suing somebody about the headaches or something. But no, I can't think of anybody else that will get out there and actually get completely out of their grid square altogether. And talk about something that has nothing to do at all with why I am there. And doctors are allowed to get away with that. Is that a fair statement? About
well, I don't. A smart doctor doesn't practice outside of his scope of practice. I'm certainly not a urologist. I am not a psychiatrist. Now, do we have to recognize that the human body and mind are all one organ, and that we have to treat the whole patient? However, I'm not going to work on somebody's appendix because that's not in my scope of practice. I'm an orthopedic surgeon. I work on bones and joints and things like that.
Right.
I don't do that other stuff. It's a fool who does practice outside of his scope of practice, and that's exactly what these guys are doing. They are practicing outside of their scope of practice, and they're leaving themselves wide open. And frankly, this is where the court system is probably going to be able to help us to some degree by making examples out of people who practice outside the scope of practice. It's only going to take one or two big suits before the word gets out, and all of a sudden people get a little come to Jesus moment.
But like all gun control, it's going to lead to some innocent person's death first.
Oh, absolutely.
Or a group of innocent people in the case of a hospital.
Yeah, and that's my worst nightmare, frankly.
Yeah.
Is something like that happening in my hospital. And that's why, I'm just going to keep pushing and working until we can get things changed. Whatever it takes.
I will tell you what, we have barely, we're at the tip of the iceberg, and we have only gotten a handful of stuff for one snowball out of what DRGO has pumped out. I'm looking at the site, I'm looking at everything you guys have ever attached or attacked or looked at or examined and everything else. Can we do this again?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, because, a lot of stuff to cover here. DRGO, this is a doctors, people will come to you all the time. And a joke that I tell people, especially about doctors, I remember in Sherlock Holmes, the movie, when Dr. Watson is choking people out and he's strangling them, and he whispers in there, "Don't worry, I'm a doctor," as if that's okay. "I've got you in a sleeper. Don't worry, it's okay. I'm a doctor. I know how to put you in a medical sleeper."
That's right.
Just because somebody's a doctor doesn't mean everything they're telling you is something that you need to be listening to. And the DRGO, they have popped up out of nowhere. They've just come into my scope of vision, and I'm very pleased to be able to collaborate with them, with you, Dr. John. I'll tell you one thing that I would like to talk about the next time we get together, and maybe the psychiatrist needs to come on too. What about these guys that are so afraid of guns that they just, but they're all projecting their fear of their inadequacy on me? That's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the hoplophobes. But anyway, give out the website one more time, if you would, please, sir.
All right. It's drgo.us. And since I am the membership director, I'm asking for people to go look at our website. You don't have to be a doctor. You could be a nurse, a pharmacist, a technician, administrator, researcher. Of course, we like doctors and, MDs and DOs and chiropractors, podiatrists, psychologists, other mental health professions. We just need to, we want people to come look at us and join us. We need to grow the organization.
Very good. We will work on that. Thank you for joining me. We will be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to sdi.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.